The question was asked, how much should you trust or mistrust people? So Chazal tell us in the Masechet Kala Rabati, one of the Masechtot Ktanot, also known as Masechet Derech Eretz, Chazal tell us, this is Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, Leolam yiyu kol adam beinecha kelistim. You should view all people as armed robbers. V'chabdam, but honor them, k'raban gamdiel, like the Nasi, as though they were king. You got to honor them. But in the back of your mind, you got to remember their potential to do harm and think of them as armed robbers. And the Braisa illustrates. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yoshua. There once was a story with Rabbi Yoshua. He's a very nice person, Rabbi Yoshua. He's a Tana. He's a very kind person. He's the one that took in Rabbi Eliezer when he had no place to stay. Rabbi Yoshua was a very poor person as a Tana. Rabbi Yoshua was one of the Rabbeim of Rabbi Akiva's. And he was one of the disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he was two generations after Hillel HaNasi. And he made a meager living by being a blacksmith. So the following story is told about Rabbi Yoshua. Shechnis etzlo adam echad. He took a guy in. A person needed a place to stay. Natan lo achila v'shtia. So he gave him to eat. He gave him to drink. V'heelau lagag. And he even gave him a place to sleep in the attic. V'natal et asulam mitachtav. But when he put the guy in the attic and the guy went to sleep, he took away the ladder. Ma'asa oto ayish, what did that guy do? Amad b'chatzi alayla, he got up in the middle of the night. V'natal kol hakelim, he gathered all of Rabbi Yoshua's dishes. V'kachan b'talito, and he wrapped them in his garment. V'chevan shebikesh lered, and as he tried climbing down with all the stolen goods, he wanted to steal all of Rabbi Yoshua's dishes, he fell, because there was no ladder there. V'nishbera mafrakto, and he broke his neck. L'shacharit, in the morning, ba Rabbi Yoshua umatzo. Rabbi Yoshua comes and finds the man with a broken neck on the floor. Amar lo, and Rabbi Yoshua sees this man. He took him in. He gave him to eat. He gave him to drink. He gave him a place to sleep. And the guy tried to rob him blind. Reika, empty one. Kach osim bnei adam kmotcha. That's what people like you do. I did you such favors and you tried to rob me. Amar lo. So the guy's there whimpering on the floor. I didn't know you took the ladder. Amalo. So Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Reika, empty one. Don't you know that from yesterday, from the minute you walked in, we were careful, we were keeping an eye to make sure maybe you took something, maybe you didn't take something. So a person always has to be careful. Chazal tell us that a person comes in, you don't know him, you have to be careful. And in our day and age, people think it's a good thing to be trusting. It's a good thing to treat someone well, but you don't have to be stupid. They say in the name of the Chafetz Chaim that he said on the Pasuk, Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. A person is supposed to be tamim, be whole. Be whole. With who? With Hashem, your God. Not with your fellow man. Your fellow man, you got to have an open eye, you got to be careful not to get stabbed in your back. We see that Yaakov Avinu tells Rachel, Achiv, he tells her, Ki achi aviyahu, I'm your father's brother. I know how to be a swindler just like him. I'm going to do my best not to let him swindle me. He got cheated anyways. But he did his best to protect himself. When he makes the deal with Lavan, what does he say? Berachel bitcha haktana. I'm going to work for you for 7 years. For who? For Rachel, your little daughter. He names her and he identifies her. And he ensures that he won't bring him a Rachel from the street, and he ensures that he won't switch his children's name. He tells him, I want Rachel, your daughter, your younger daughter. Because he knows Lavan's capable of switching their names too, Rachel and Leah. He'll go to shul, he'll make a mishaberach, he'll switch Leah's name to Rachel, and then he'll bring him, and he'll say, you wanted Rachel, her name's Rachel now. So he says, Rachel, and then he knows that's not enough, he'll bring him a Rachel from the street. He says, Bitcha, your daughter. And he knows that's not enough, he says, Aktana. And Lavan still swindles him, but he did his best. So Chazal say, a person always has to protect himself and be wary of other people that they might harm him. Now that shouldn't affect how he honors them. That shouldn't affect his potential for building a relationship with them. Knei lecha chaver, acquire a friend. But at the end of the day, you can't be stupid. You have to protect yourself. We saw in the laws of giving loans that the mitzvah is to do kindness in a fashion that you're protected. You don't have to give loans where you have no reason to believe the guy will pay you back. A guy walks in off the street and says, Yeah, I just need a loan for a day. I'll pay back in a day. Just 2,000 shekel. I'll be back tomorrow. Well, if you don't know him and he's not giving you any security, why should you give him the loan? So we saw these halachot and the Ahavat Chesed and the laws of giving loans. And the same thing's true in everything in life. A person has to protect himself. There was a guy who was working teaching. So he's teaching. He's in a religious institution. They didn't pay him 1 month. They didn't pay him 2nd month. They didn't pay him a 3rd month. His rabbi told him, tell them you're quitting unless they pay you. The guy said, no, they would never do that to me. He said, no, I'm telling you, they would do that to you. They haven't paid you 3 months. Every month now, they owe you more money. They have everything to gain by not paying and everything to lose by yet paying. And the guy didn't believe it. And he ended up working for over $40,000 and leaving the place with them owing him over $40,000. And do you think he'll ever see that money? I don't think he'll ever see that money. If they didn't have any compunctions of withholding it beforehand, why should they have any compunctions about withholding it now? Those kids that are sitting in jail in, where is it, in China, in Taiwan, in Japan, I don't remember what country, somewhere in the Far East, there are kids sitting in jail, someone asked them to do a favor, take a package for him, and they didn't know there was drugs in them. Thailand and
India, mostly.
Yeah. Okay. They're innocent, and I can tell you that I also had a guy who theoretically was a friend of mine come over to me a few years ago. I was already married, and he came over to me and said, could you take a package for me? I just need a package. A friend of mine will pick it up from you. And my policy is always, I'm willing to take any package if the customs open it up. If you can't let me have customs open it up, don't give me the package. I tell the customs, yes, I took a package for someone, and here's the package. Look at it. Now, if it's a letter, so let me see it. So the guy said, it's only a letter. I said, fine, okay, let me open it. He never came back with the package. Makes you wonder. And I've had times where people ask me to sign. A guy came up to me and said, I want you to sign as Arev,